Commentary number 9, Story Absurdities. An important aspect to recognize about the work of a real teacher or guide, and also that of somebody who's working within the field who knows, is that they don't have any reservations about sending people to observe or to associate with those who are lesser than themselves, or those who are even fighting themselves, or opposed to them. If they do that, it's done for a particular purpose. And in this case, one of the other aspects of sending a person is to evaluate whether they can actually perceive they have reached a certain level of perception and understanding. Because until you can discriminate between some of the initial steps and stages, between superficialities, between opinions, there's no way really to go on much further in the path and to discern that reality that exists, to become appreciative of that. Otherwise, what's happening is the person is getting caught back and forth in their own absurdities of mind and thought and perception and their own attitudes. So again, a Sufi or a real teacher, real worker in the field, I hesitate to continue to use the word Sufis, but this is a book of stories within the framework of Sufi, and if you wish to explore that a little bit more from my perspective, I would say that the word Sufi, rather than pointing to sect or path or mystic Islam or anything of this particular nature or mystical paths related to particular people, would be more realistically approached to that which represents the sound which represents the reality of Suf, and that being a practice toward experience and realization of sliding toward going to the unmanifest and returning into the world. That one, that being who is connected to, has that awareness and consciousness of the unity of all being, and has become of that. However, in pointing toward the particular aspect of this story, which is that this is a sending students or would-be students out, and here the key is, before a person would accept them as a student for guidance, he needs to be able to evaluate what the perception and condition of the individual is, and in this case, and in any case, a real teacher can evaluate simply by connecting to the breath, to through attunement, through observation, because one is able to observe the condition. Through a few breaths and words, one knows the condition of the individual who's seeking guidance, or for that matter, comes into their presence or is away from their presence. There's no difference in terms of connection of time and space. However, in this case, it also gives the opportunity of the individual who is potentially seeking to discern what's the difference between superficiality and more real. And it also gives an opportunity for the person to, for the teacher in this case, to allow the student to be influenced, or potential student to be influenced, believe some of these things, question the validity and reliability of the teacher or guide. And in this case, if they decide that what the scholar or what the detractor is saying is more valuable and important and has a point, then in most cases the person will self-select to avoid the further contact with this teacher, or if they don't actually remove themselves, then they will have serious doubts, and in either case, the person is not suitable for guidance at that particular point. So these are additional tools that a real guide will use, a real teacher will use. Another example of this particular method in which the person is not concerned about the outer forms or the outer statements of somebody else, but is using the world as part of the teaching process. This is the end of this commentary.